You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public. You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. It's the fourth time the school bond has come before voters in 2 years. Now, Benzie Central Schools officials say it's their last chance to raise the money needed for a long list of improvements. But they're still up against a group of voters critical of the district who might not be moved. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner reports.
A look around Benzie Central Schools feels a lot of ways like a journey back in time. The schools are well maintained, but the decades-old science labs are now cracked and chipped from years of use. The showers in the locker rooms were built in the 60s, and the layout is uncomfortable for students today. Superintendent Amy Erforth explains.
It's basically a pole in the center with shower heads coming off of it all around, and so you have to stand real close to use those facilities.
A proposal before voters this election would raise $39 million in taxes over the next 25 years. That would buy new showers and fund a few big-ticket items like roof replacements, a new elementary school, science labs, and a fleet of new buses. The millage proposal failed 3 times in the past 18 months, though the vote was close in the August primary, losing by just over 24 votes.
If the bond doesn't pass, we will basically be able to fix the roofs, and that will be about it.
Controversy over the district's planned closure of schools is central to the debate. Bedzonia resident Mike Van Antwerp doesn't understand why the district would build a new elementary school while other buildings sit vacant.
Pretty soon someone's going to say, let's stop cutting the grass and the weeds and that crap, and it's going to be an eyesore to the community.
Platte River Elementary School closed in 2018. If they build a new elementary school, Crystal Lake Elementary would close too. Nikki Brown, the vice president for the Benzie Central Schools Board, says they had to consolidate schools because otherwise the state would have taken over financial management of the district. And now to reopen the school would cost almost as much as building a new one.
For us to do any building to these schools to bring them up to date, we would have to bring the entire building up to code. So we are looking at a rabbit hole financially that we just don't want to go down.
Erforth says they have a potential buyer for Platte River, and they already have a property where the elementary school can be built. Clarifying points like these and answering the community's questions has been harder this election because many fall festivals and events were canceled due to the pandemic. So advocates showed up at the county GOP meeting to answer questions, and township meetings too.
We're talking to whoever will listen to us.
Now, in the last days before the election, the final frontier is Facebook. Van Antwerp wasn't among those who heard from these advocates. He doesn't use social media, but he reads about the millage in the Benzie Record Patriot. He says people are tired of being asked to approve this bond.
We have rejected this millage for $39 million 3 times, and now they're asking a 4th time. And this is a pattern all over everywhere. Let's just keep asking, and finally we'll get what we want.
Van Antwerp's children graduated from Benzie Central Schools and are living successful lives. He wants that for the next generation, too, but says he hopes the community will get more of a voice in the district's decisions. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.